Superstar of Australian basketball and Sydney Kings centre and part owner is Andrew Bogut. He's got a very busy schedule this morning. He's heading to training after this phone call. He joins us live on the Big Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, fellas.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Firstly, we'll get straight into it. The Sydney Kings, obviously, you're in now at the pointy end of the season. You've got these games coming up against Melbourne United. How is the finals season and series tracking, mate?
Yeah, a little strange one because we have a 2 week break between the end of the.
Oh, we've just lost you. You there, Andrew?
Yeah, sorry, cut out for a second.
It's a
strange one just because we have a week off. 2 weeks off. Before we play our first finals game, so we're trying to treat this next 2 weeks like it's the regular season, so we'll practice the same way this week, have a scrimmage against ourselves on Saturday, and then do the same thing next week, but the difference being we'll have Melbourne flying in Sydney on Saturday for a big game.
Do you like the break, or do you think it needs to be looked at in seasons to come and it needs to be more of a end the season, bang, straight into finals?
Yeah, unfortunately it's not up to the NBL. It's FIBA, which is a governing body. There's some FIBA qualifiers happening this week up in Brisbane. We play New Zealand and Hong Kong in a qualifier series, which is for the 21 FIBA Asia Cup. So the format's all changed. We're just throwing a spanner in the works for a lot of leagues, and it's not ideal. And there's no real science about the right way to handle this 2 week break. So we're trying something new, and hopefully it keeps our momentum good going into the finals.
Yeah, congratulations on the minor premiership and the Kings becoming the first team in the league history to top the ladder throughout the entire campaign. That's hard to do, but well done. But what's allowed the organisation to achieve that success quickly? You've got a new coach involved, some new players. What's been the biggest difference this year, Andrew?
Honestly, we made a lot of changes in the off-season. It's no secret that we basically, cleaned house with from our general manager to our coaching staff, and a relatively fresh-faced roster as well. So, unfortunately, sometimes it's time to make changes when it comes to rosters that just couldn't get us over the hump to a championship, and this was one of those situations. Chris Pongrass, our CEO, and basically our GM, done a fantastic job, and obviously you always know what job Will Weaver's done for us. And on top of that, just the people, we recruited a lot of great players on the court, but to me, most importantly, the good people off the court, culturally and in the locker room. And when you have that, you kind of got a good head start with a chance to be successful.
Yeah, you speak about your coach, Will Weaver. We've had him on our program a number of times, and tactically, obviously, very smart, but he looks as though he's got a good chemistry going with the players, and he's got the team quite united and tight, and you're all playing for one another.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he gets it. I think the fact that he's coached at all different levels, he's coached at the high school level, the college level in the States, he's been around NBA players, and he's also coached the minor league in the NBA, the G League. So he understands the psychology of how to treat players on a daily basis, how to treat the star player, how to treat guys that aren't playing as much, probably need a bit more love sometimes. So he really gets that, and I think the guys really respect it. He gets to them all individually and one-on-one and make sure they're all doing well.
Bigger year, obviously, away from the Kings. You've got the Olympics. You must be excited about getting to Tokyo, especially after getting ripped off like that against Spain. I mean, the drive and the hunger from this Australian basketball organisation must be huge, and it must be thought of that not it's a given that you're going to get a medal, but that must be the bare minimum, mustn't it?
Well, yeah, the goal for us is to go in, as silly as it sounds sometimes, is to win gold. We played the US in a two-game series and won one game, lost the other, leading up to the World Cup. So we feel like we can play with the big boys. But we can't discount the fact that a lot of people don't realise there's a lot of really good countries out there now. Lithuania, Serbia, Croatia, Spain, obviously. Argentina's always up there. So it's a really, really tough tournament. The Olympics, only 12 teams compared to the World Cup, which has, 30-odd. So got our work cut out for us, but we feel like we have a great group. As long as we can get everyone to put their hand up for the national team and everyone's healthy, Our squad on paper, I think, will be, you know, the best team we've fielded for a representative, ever, in my opinion, with the Gooners.
It's an exciting time for basketball in this country because there's a bit of a renaissance with it. Crowds are up and people are talking about the league and talking about certain players in the league. How good was it for the NBL with guys like Ball coming and playing, RJ Hampton coming out here, and those guys being tipped to go high in the NBA draft?
I think it was great. I think more for the fact that we had people, tuning in from the US to watch our league, which isn't unheard of. That's probably the biggest thing, when you have federal draft picks playing in your league, you've got, scouts that seem like we're flying into our season, even coming to see us with Didi, who I drafted last year with New Orleans. You just don't see that much in the NBL, and I have journalist friends of mine that, one used to work for ESPN. He's got his own thing now, and he was reaching out and asking me questions and actually tuned into a few games online and was just asking me about the league and stuff. So, this is a guy that covers the Warriors predominantly, so he's covered one of the best teams of all time, and he's tuning in to watch NBL games. It's pretty good for the brand, and just great that we can get more eyeballs.
Mate, I know you've got training coming up with the Kings. Obviously, you got that 2-week break. You're going to be having a big match against Melbourne United. But just away from basketball, I just want to ask you really quickly. I've been following you on social media. I love all your tweets and your Instagram posts. And recently, Nathan Peets, who's going to be joining us a little bit later, of course, he's playing for the Indigenous All-Stars and Laurie's coaching him. But he tweeted about how the younger kids in rugby league, they're looking at rule changes and not tackling. And you've been quite vocal about, the fact that when you were growing up as a kid and you were playing, there was that winning and losing factor, and that, are we going too soft on the youth of today?
I think we are. I think it's, a lot of people think it's a case of an old man like myself, at least in athletic terms, crying over spilled milk. But I think there's a beauty in winning, and there's also a beauty in losing that a lot of people forget. I think when you lose, there's probably more lessons you can take from that than winning at times. When you win, you can get complacent and cocky and overly confident. I feel like when you lose, you can go to the drawing board and really map out why you lost and what you need to work on. And as a kid, there were games that we'd lost by 30 points and they were demoralising, but it made me get to that next week of training and then try to hit it even harder so it doesn't happen again. I think if you lose that, the participation trophy generation and everyone getting the trophy, I think when you get into the real world and go for a job interview and there's five or six people going against you, you're not going to get the job because they feel sorry for you. So I think it's just a shame that a lot of people that are running sporting clubs are failing to realise that I think sport has a direct correlation to everyday life once you're an adult.
Yeah, I totally agree, Andrew. Disappointed, but the administrators believe that this is the best direction for sport to go down, in particular rugby league. So we'll see what the results of that are, obviously, in the coming years. But, mate, we want to wish you and the Sydney Kings all the best for their championship this year. You've got a tremendous amount of support out there. Thanks for joining us on the program, mate, and all the best.
Yeah, just get everyone out to our game on Saturday in 2 weeks. It'd be great to sell that place out, and kudos.